Welcome back to All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Doug Clark, and you can always contact me for representation at 570-307-0702. And a reminder to check out the websites at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. We have all the prior shows archived, and my apologies. We did fall behind a little bit, and also my apologies. We've had a couple of reruns recently, but I was away on vacation, which was much needed. And I find that when I go away, that week to leave is quite hectic, and then on the week upon return might even be more so. So I apologize for that, but we are back up to speed. I think we are officially at 35 prior radio shows, so I think that's turns into 35 hours if my math is correct. So we're there, they're all up to speed, so go check them out. And a lot of great information. We've had some good guests, and we're working on getting some more guests here in the future. When we first started, I wondered if there was enough material for me to talk for a couple hours, and here we are. We find ourselves at 35, and if you could see me, I'm sitting surrounded by materials with all kinds of different ideas and different topics to talk about. And one thing that I want to talk about now is the pipelines. And again, as anyone knows, I have the pipeline site at pipelineattorney.com. And I want to talk about pipelines because I know in a general listening area to who receives this show, not people just listening live streaming or online, you know, pipelines are a big thing now. And pipelines in northeastern Pennsylvania is something that I'm working on probably, actually definitely more than anything else. You know, there are all the other type of agreements, but just get pipeline calls and new clients almost daily. And I can always tell, generally speaking, I joke with the guys on the other side that I get a good idea when a new line is going to be bought or when something becomes active, because I'll start getting calls from that particular township within that particular county that they were approached by landmen, and we start ending up working with the companies in that area. And a great thing about that is as you have more clients and as you represent more landowners, and I stress that I don't do these as groups because everybody has different interests and everyone's represented individually to obtain the best possible agreement. But having the history behind you of representing many, many different landowners and the companies knowing that they're going to have to continuously deal with you, not only in this case, but in other cases, has been very beneficial, I believe, for my landowner clients, as we've been able to get better agreements than other people are often able to achieve, and at times even more money. The companies are very resistant in the typical pipeline agreement to increase the per foot payment. Certainly not impossible by any stretch, but it's not something that's very easy all the time. You know, I hear this, you know, we get calls and people say, you know, price per foot, price per foot. As a general principle, my experience has been when a company is going out and they're looking to buy these gathering lines, and that's not the lines going state to state or transmission lines, but these gathering lines that are collecting the gas from the wells, they typically have their standard price that they want to offer. Now, sometimes it's done by a per disturbed acre price, like say $5,000 per disturbed acre or $6,500 per disturbed acre. Sometimes it's done per linear foot. For example, maybe $12 per linear foot, $15 per linear foot. When you get into laser, you're talking much higher prices for what they're doing. But remember, normally the company that's trying to install the pipeline, typically they're leased with the same landowner, or the landowner who is asked to have this pipeline to go across their property is typically going to derive some sort of benefit, or has the potential to derive a benefit, because they are going to increase their opportunity for production. So the number one argument that the landman will come out to the landowner with and say, hey, listen, you don't get paid unless we get these wells operating. You don't get royalties unless gas is going to market. And if you don't agree to this pipeline, we're not going to be able to get it to market. Something along those lines. Well, in a lot of ways, that's true, because clearly, if there's no pipelines going to the well, it's not going to get to market and you're not going to be paid. One of the things that landowners often say is that, you know, this price per foot is too low. And anybody that's listened to me knows that my general principle is, if you're approached with a pipeline, the first thing that you look to do is, do I have the ability to say no to this pipeline? And if I have the ability to say no, then I look at what is the compensation offered, and what is the location in which they're looking to install this pipeline. And if I'm not pleased with those two items, the first thing I do is say, I don't think this money is enough. I would like, say, $15 if they're offering 10. Or if they're offering 15, you say, I would like $20. And if they say, no, we're not willing to do that, and you have the ability to say no for the pipeline, my advice would be, say, well, no, forget about it. And if you want to pay my 20 or my 15 demand, come back to my door. And I've seen that work several times. I've also seen the companies, and typically what they want to do is, well, not what they want to do, but what they will do is go around that particular property and start looking for other landowners so they can circumvent that landowner that wants a higher price. And the reason's quite simple. They're looking to install combined, I mean, tens of thousands of miles of gas pipelines. If they raise the price from $15 to $20 per foot in one specific case, and there are thousands of more miles of line to be bought, then every landowner along those lines are going to want that same highest price. What would be a wonderful thing would be as if every landowner in Pennsylvania simultaneously decided, who had the ability to say no, we're not going to agree to any pipeline agreement unless it's, say, $50 per foot. It'd be real interesting to see what the company does at that point, because also at the same time, if there's no pipelines and there's not unitization, a lot of leases would expire. But pipelines are different than leasing. And pipelines, they're trying to get from point A to point B so they can find the, if you will, weakest link, or the landowner is willing to take the smallest price or the price that people are willing to take, and then go ahead and sign those people and use those routes. And clearly, landowners have shown that we see a very common price of $15 per foot or somewhere around $6,500 per disturbed acre. It's just a very common price that the market has kind of settled into. One of the things that I find absolutely amazing and literally laughable, and I'm sure the listeners will as well, when I start off and I talk to one of these land agents, they'll start off and they'll say to me, well, a company is trying to be fair. They want to make sure that everybody gets the same price. They want to be fair, which, again, the humor is, and it's not humorous, it's just amazing that they have the audacity, if you will, to say that, because here we have landowners sitting there with hundreds of acres that signed at $25, and then others with dozens of acres or even hundreds of acres that signed for $6,000 or $5,750 per acre. And those land agents at that time were telling the people when it was 50 or 100 or 500, it's not going to go any higher. We don't see this ever going any higher. I remember distinctly one guy saying, they're paying too much already. And from that point, I saw it, the price of the bonus go up over 10 times. So the idea of they're trying to be fair, to me, carries no weight whatsoever, other than it is a marketing plan or a way to try to get landowners to sign at this particular price. You're listening to All Things Marcellus on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with attorney Doug Clark, and we're talking pipelines. And again, while I'm on my soapbox a bit, I'm going to continue to talk about this. You know, with the price of the pipelines, if one landowner is sitting there and he's willing to take, or she's willing to take $15 per foot, and say they're surrounded by a whole group of landowners that want $20 per foot, the company is clearly going to go to the landowner at $15 per foot. So what we're seeing is kind of a settling in the market at that type of rate. Now, I could sit here and give an example of a landowner that I represented that was literally paid hundreds of dollars per feet. So it's not that there's a set price in all cases, and I'll often have landowners call and say, well, I heard this guy got $24 a foot, or I heard this and I heard that. Well, sometimes it's true, but a lot of times it's not true. And a lot of times it depends upon what the circumstances are in your particular case. There's one company I know of that will pay a certain price. If the landowner is leased to them, they'll pay, for example, $10 per foot. If they're approaching a landowner that's leased to a different gas company, then they'll pay a higher price, maybe $12 or $15 a foot. And then we'll have times where the company will say, we're not going to go above this. This is our highest, or this is the highest price we're willing to go to. And the client or landowner says, hey, no, we're not going to do that. And then they turn around 2 days later and offer a higher price. But you really need to understand what your leverage is. We're looking at, are you the last person on the line? What is the terrain in the areas around you? And also, are you willing to say, I want more money, and then have the company bypass you? Again, regular listeners will know, my belief is hey, there's worse things in the world than to not have a pipeline on your property. So I can also, though, understand the reasoning of, hey, I would like to get involved in gas production. People who have pipelines going to the wells are the ones that are receiving the royalty. Clients that I have out there, and many other landowners who are not clients of mine, are sitting in production units, which have even been designed and been filed at the courthouse. Clients sitting on wells, but there's just no pipelines to connect them to. So there's certainly an argument to be made that once that pipeline is in, then that landowner is going to be obviously in a much better position to receive royalties. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But no matter what, if you're considering a pipeline agreement, in my opinion, it must be negotiated. And I've seen time and time again where landowners fall for the sales pitch of, hey, we need to do this so you can get royalties. We need this pipeline right away. Or they'll deceive the landowner in some ways and say, well, we can do this anyway. We're going to do this anyway. So you might as well sign this. It's free money. Well, very rarely is that true, that they can just do whatever they want anyway. A lot of times there are certain restrictions written into the lease. Sometimes the type of line that they're looking for, on many occasions looking to install on the property, would not be permitted in the lease. And that's one of the first things that you need to establish. Again, can you say no, and what is the leverage? I've seen hundreds and hundreds of agreements, and all of the agreements that I've ever seen have all provided that the company can run a gas line from a well across your property if you're included in the unit that that well services. In other words, if your property is involved in a unit and that unit is serviced by, say, a particular well, and they want to run a pipeline from that well that goes across your property, as a general principle, they're going to be able to do that. But so many times, what they're going to look to do then is to tie in other wells into one gathering line or multiple gathering lines to take this gas to market. Again, we're only at the beginning of this production phase. It's still ramping up, believe me, and as anyone knows who follows, it's just ramping up. So there's going to be potentially larger lines, more lines, a lot of different things that may be happening or we expect to happen in the future. We had Tom Karam on from Laser, and he had indicated at the time we had him on, and I think that was February, that they had already sold their capacity of their line, and they had potential expansion projects in the work. So we know that this is going to expand. It's going to get bigger. So proper negotiations of these pipeline right-of-way agreements can put yourself in a position where you're going to maximize the current financial benefit. You're going to protect your property as much as you can by the reclamation, by the reseeding, by the width. You're going to do everything you can with fences and gates and stone walls and things like that to protect yourself, but then also carve out that agreement that limits the activity as much as possible for potential future benefits. I've had one client just on pipelines that made an extra approximately $100,000 because the agreement was written a certain way. Had he just signed a pipeline right-of-way agreement that was presented by the company, he would have never have received that additional benefit. Same thing with water lines. I see that all the time. We've done even above ground water line agreements that have expired or written certain fashions that have allowed the landowner to be paid on multiple occasions. And you're going to see that more and more as the companies do look to use these impoundment ponds to frack other wells into the future. We're coming up to our second break. You're listening to All Things Marcellus with me, Attorney Doug Clark, on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back to talk more about pipelines after this break. If you are involved in a Marcellus Shale development and you are presented with a pipeline agreement, temporary or permanent water line agreement, water impoundment pond, compressor station agreement, or any contract related to the Marcellus Shale development, do not go through the process alone. The gas and pipeline companies have experienced lawyers working for them. You should too. Don't leave thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars of compensation on the table. Don't miss out on critical landowner-friendly provisions that will protect your property for future generations. Call me, Attorney Doug Clark of the Clark Law Firm at 570-307-0702. I negotiate contracts for landowners and only landowners on a daily basis. It's my goal to get the highest compensation and protections for you and your property. I'm Attorney Doug Clark of the Clark Law Firm. Call me at 307-0702 or visit our websites for outstanding landowner information and landowner testimonials at pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com.